There is a lot that is happening on social media, Gibbs. With the Olympics underway, hundreds of visitors to Sochi are complaining that they checked into expensive hotel rooms only to find them decorated with semi-nude portraits of Russian President Vladimir Putin. The portraits showing Mr. Putin shirtless and riding a variety of mammals adorn the walls of virtually every hotel room constructed especially for the Olympics and were created at a cost of over $2 million, Olympic officials said. For his part, President Putin has been dismissive of the complaints, calling the hotel guests babies who cry. The Duchess of Cambridge's so-called sexy legs are kicking up some drama at Buckingham Palace. Kate Middleton's grandmother-in-law is demanding lower hemlines. According to Britain's Mail on Sunday, Queen Elizabeth II asked Kate Middleton to ditch the short skirts in favor of more conservative outfits. The Queen has even lent her services of her most trusted staff members to dress the Duchess in a less provocative manner. Fans of the fashionable Pippa Middleton, rest assured, Her Majesty likely has little to say over the sartorial decisions of Kate Sis. Facebook, with millions of public and private accounts, has celebrated its 10th anniversary, and the company wanted you to celebrate along with them. Facebookers who clicked on the social network's look back page were greeted with a slideshow retrospective of one's time on the social network, generated from a person's photos, profile pictures, and most favorite posts, all set to a cheesy soundtrack of orchestral strings. Describing Facebook's launch on February 4th, 2014, a young Mark Zuckerberg told the Harvard Crimson in 2006, quote, "If I hadn't launched it that day, I was about to just can it and go on to the next thing I was about to do." He's probably glad he decided to go ahead with it a decade on.